My recorder.
Okay, ready? Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to that horde motherfucking feelings, baby. And that means
what's up, pussy? What's up?
Means we're on the fucking Patreon, dog. That's where we're at for the real ones. This is where the real ones hang out. Not that freebie shit. Tire kickers over there on iTunes and Spotify, YouTube. This is for the real deal, Holyfields.
This is for the back of the biker bar that has that fucking door that only the gang members can go
in. VIP, dog. It's VIP.
Little slit.
Yeah, you gotta pay to play, dog. Gotta pay to play. A little bit of VIP action, you know what I mean?
I'm here to see Snake.
You got the wrong password. New England clam chowder. Red or the white. Guys, this is the fucking hard feelings. We are on Zoom. Our apologies. But we're doing it the best we can. We got our individual recorder, so it sounds way better than most people that are on fucking Zooms. This should be the last, the last couple ones on Zoom. We're back in the studio. Slowly but surely, we're there, baby. And we'll be back kicking. My co-host is coming at you. Out there on Ditmars Boulevard where the living
is
easy.
Oh, what the fuck? No, I'm not on Ditmars Boulevard.
It's a big boulevard.
Two blocks down. Come see me.
Ladies and gentlemen, H. Schmole.
Kevin, good to see you, buddy. Nice Sunday mornings with Kippy. Huh? Mm-hmm. Like hanging out with Jane Pauley, ladies and gentlemen. Jane Pauley. good to see you. Your apartment looks narrower than normal. You look like you live in like an M.C. Escher because it just like narrows. I don't know. It's your camera or whatever it is.
Yeah, I just think that's the angle. We got a big, deep room, big sunken living room. You see the stairs right there?
Classy. I see the stairs. Stairs ain't too shabby.
That's classy
right there.
Not
going to lie. No hard feelings there. I like a sunken living room. Everybody knows.
Very nice. I think it's just the angle. Yeah, I got a fisheye on this thing. Makes me look like I got a better hairline. Hi-yo.
Got the jackass guys filming you?
So we got a little bit of business to get into, a little bit of hard feelings. This happened last week, and I forgot about it until I just saw the gentleman again last night.
Who?
So,
Kimmel?
There's a guy in my neighborhood who, I don't know, it's like I've explained it before, but there's just this one little, like, main street, kind of. It's in this, I live in this weird little pocket, and there's one little street where all the stores are. There's a dry cleaner, an Italian restaurant, a pizza place.
I've been to your street. There's nothing weird about it. What are you talking about?
It's just different than a New York City block is what I'm saying. So there's this
And it's a little bit of a San Francisco vibe up there.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not just, so there's this little, like.
I ain't cool with it.
There's this little main strip, and at night, there's this dude that hangs out there.
Nice.
And he's always, like, there's a deli open to, like, maybe 1, so he's in the deli at night, but, like, he's out front smoking. He's a white dude, probably, like, late 40s, 50, maybe. And he's just got a leather jacket that's too big. You know, he's not homeless, but he's definitely not hanging out at his house a lot. You know, he's
hanging out at the bodega.
He's hanging out at the bodega. He's getting beers across the street.
Does he talk to the guys in the bodega? Are they boys?
I think they just let him because they're like, well, I got to be here for fucking 18 hours a day anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're like tight, you know? Mm-hmm. But he's around. And me and my wife never really have talked about him or picked up on what exactly the deal is with this guy, right? Like, he's not homeless, clearly, but he's just out there. He's got a couple of screws loose, you know.
Sure. A couple of drywall nails mixed in the pack.
Yeah, he's always hangs out in front of the one. There's, like, a dry cleaner or something that closes early, and he's always in front of that with, like, a big steel reserve beer and smoking a cig, just lurking, kind of.
Yeah, he's probably an alcoholic. He probably gets kicked out of the house in the morning or wherever he lives. Or
something,
They don't want him around there, so he fucking hangs out on the block.
Mm-hmm. Nice enough. Always gives you, like, maybe a little nod or something, but.
Okay.
I'm in there. Maybe, let's call it.
Get to the sexual misconduct. What happened? I got half a chubby over here. Let's go.
I hate how you do that. I'm telling a story, and you go, get to the end of it. It's like, what? Buddy, we just started. Cool your jets, will you?
Hey, start it when the tits come out. You know what I mean, kid? Let's go.
So I get home kind of, I don't know if I was home or I left or whatever, so I'm in there.
Can I pause real quick? Do you have an infinity stone in your apartment? What is that behind you?
What's an infinity stone?
Look back to your right. What is that thing glowing?
Oh, it's a salt lamp.
Ah, okay, all right. Himalayan salt lamp. That's what I thought it might be.
No, this one's from Cleveland, I think.
Just made a fun dip.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, on the low, that place that we're staying at in Schmeveland don't look too shabby.
Looks yeah, that's like nice. That's like the dopest thing. It's like I think
that strip looks nice.
Yeah, the Marriott bought like a fucking old.
I didn't
want to
say anything. You know, we're on the Patreon here. You know what I mean? We're behind closed doors. I didn't want to say anything because I know you haven't made your announcements yet.
We're setting up some things. This should be announced shortly. So I'm in there, and my wife texted me, like, hey, where are you at? I'm going for a walk or something.
Randy's getting frisky out here.
I don't know. So I text my wife, oh, I'm in the deli. And she's like, oh, cool, I'll be there in a second. Like, she was out walking or, I don't know, something. I was at the store. She was going. So she decided to come out. Whatever. So I go, oh, cool, I'm checking out at the deli. And so now the guy's in the deli, and it's the two guys working the deli and the neighborhood, you know, lurker. He's behind me, like kind of where like the newspapers are, just posted up, chilling, got a beer or whatever. And
good looking guy, sure, yeah.
He goes, so my wife walks up.
You make it sound pretty attractive, to be honest with you. Well, hanging out by the Laundryette Steel Reserve beers, not a bad quality cocktail.
He's not like dangerous. You know, that's what I'm not trying to paint it like you're not afraid of him. He's just like a, you know, small town guy, like hanging out. You know, like everybody knows him, I'm sure. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So he's behind me and he goes, what? So my wife walks up and is like in the glass, right? And she like waves. And he, I guess, he's got a couple of steel reserves and a couple of screws loose. He goes, yo, this broad's hanging, right? Like, this, she's looking to party. So then my wife realizes that he picks up on the wave. And he's like, hey, how you doing? Like, come on in, kind of, or whatever. So
I'm like, it's a party in there.
This guy's getting lucky, you know what I mean? He's feeling it out. So I go,
hey, Baldy, go look at the ho-hos, will you? I got to make a move on this broad.
He goes, oh, yeah, she's a cool girl. And I'm like, he still doesn't know it's my wife. And he goes, oh, yeah, she's a cool girl. I seen her around. And I'm like, what the fuck, buddy? Seen her around. I'll slap both of you up. What are you talking about? Fucking clunk your heads together.
Seen her in homeroom. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I seen her around. She's a cool girl. And I'm like, fucking dude, I'm about to fucking work you right here in the Oasis Deli. So.
Find out she is into it. She can say two steel reserves in her hand. Hey.
Yeah, I'll meet you at the dry cleaners. They're closed. So he goes, yeah, she's a cool girl. And, like, that just skeeved me, right? So I'm like, what adult is going, yeah, she's a cool girl? You know, it was just weird. So I'm like, yeah, so then my wife's kind of, everybody's looking at her, so she gets weirded out a bit. You know, she's like, what the
fuck? He might as well have said, yeah, she can keep a secret. Huh?
Exactly. That's what I'm like, what the fuck, you cool girl? I'll fucking flex on this dude.
All right.
So
could you handle this guy if you had to?
Oh, light work. He's a little guy.
Okay. Because I've never heard of, I don't know if I've ever heard a no out of you. Oh, yeah. I take him.
I say when I know people can fuck me up, I'll say, yeah, like, you know, I don't stand up. But it's like, that guy's not going to fucking hand, like, it's relatively rare unless I'm, like, going to be really fucked up that I'm going to get in an altercation, you know. And it's like, a couple of cool guys in the deli, like, nothing's going to fucking happen, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it'll get stopped or something. He's not just going to manhandle me. So now all the attention looks, now the two guys behind the counter, you know, they've been working a long day. They're taking a little, they're a little peeky-peeky at what's going on outside.
They like cool girls.
He's looking, I'm looking. So then everybody's looking at my wife on the outside, and she's like, she realizes something went amiss in the communication.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting my fucking, you know, Snickers and hitting the bricks. And she, So she like points an eye and an eye wave, and then the guy goes, "Oh, she likes you."
To me,
because like now she's looking at me like, "Oh, hey," and he's like, "Oh, she," and like in my head I'm like, "It's not clicking that I might know this broad, like that she's not just walking down the street and picking the bald guy out of the fucking deli." Like,
these aren't Harvard scientists, Kevin. What do you think he's going over the charts and numbers? I like how the two deli guys are in too. You look over there like, "Yeah, man, she like you."
It was like when Elaine gave the fake number and she shows up to the OTB or whatever. John here, he's a man. They were looking to wet their beaks a little bit. So he goes, "Oh, she likes you." And I go, "Yeah, I would hope. She's my wife." And, dude, like, fucking record. Hey, dude, talk about a backpedal. "Oh, yeah, I've seen you guys. You guys are cool guys. Real cool guys. Yeah, we need more cool people like you in the neighborhood. Oh, that's cool. You guys are cool."
"No, Randy, we need more people like you in the neighborhood."
Yeah, we need
get
a couple
these rents
more
down.
You got any buddies under the bridge you can bring over?
Steel fucking reserves for all your friends.
Yeah. Dude, I'll drop you a case every Friday, all right? Let's just keep the property taxes down.
Oh, that's too funny, man.
Yeah, so I'm like, "Oh, it's my always."
Well, that's nice.
Cool.
I like a lovable drunk is good.
It's not even really drunk. He's not. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a mix of a couple things. Yeah,
I'm sure he had something that happened to him or did something, and now he's kind of calmed down. We have a dude like that walks around the neighborhood. This guy, he's not homeless, but he's this huge dude too. He's like around
is it
my
you? Are you just telling me it's you? He's not homeless. He's got a pretty good podcast.
He'll be unshaved for like 6 months and then he'll shave. But I don't think he's homeless unless he's living under the bridge, but he just walks around. And if you say hey to him, he's like, "Hey, how are you?"
Yeah.
It's weird. It's fucking, dude, it's weird, man.
I feel like he might live with his mom or something and,
exactly,
you know, and like he's got to get out of the house. He probably flew too close to the sun in the 90s or something. And now he's like, "I have a couple of beers and I hang out on the street." He doesn't work. She pays the, you know, he probably owns the apartment or it's a rent stabilized house or something.
Social Security or something like that. Disability, whatever.
Exactly.
Plenty of ways.
But it was just funny that, dude, the backpedal was fantastic. "Oh, you guys are cool people. We need more cool people like you." And they must shut the fuck up, pussy.
Now, where did you guys meet? That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I also have never been called a cool guy so many times by someone who thought I was going to hit him. "Oh, you guys are cool. Hey, you're cool guys. Cool guys." He was like a 12-year-old.
Nonviolent, too. Like that. Very nonviolent. Oh, very good.
He's like a 12-year-old.
Are you a Quaker?
You're pretty cool. That'll smooth things over, right? You seem like a rad dude. How about we all relax here?
He starts putting glasses on. No, nothing on that?
No, I don't. Yeah, I didn't get it necessarily.
All right. All right. Okay. You know, we've had a couple of misses here and there.
I got another if you...
If I
shall proceed.
My cable's out. Let's go.
So I came home the other day. He's in the apartment. No,
turns out she was... he was waving at her.
Oh, I got this last night after we were leaving the studio. I hop on the A train there, and it's running...
You're crazy.
Why?
We left that place at fucking 6 o'clock. Six o'clock on a Saturday night?
Nah, it's fine.
They'll kill you down there.
Dude, all the murders are happening like in the morning and stuff. I try to use it as an excuse to take an Uber, but then I'm like, "Oh, look, another guy got stabbed." Oh, 9 a.m., great.
Subway's great.
Yeah. What's the MTA listening? Stop this, dude. Why do you go into politician? Oh, the Subway's great. Who's listening to you? Nobody.
I'm telling you my feelings.
The Subway's great. You haven't taken a Subway in fucking 9 months.
That's not true. I took it the other day.
Once. Because you didn't have money to pay for parking.
It was a lean week, I'll tell you that. We don't want to go back to that shit. So thank you, Patreon. Keep the money coming in. Keep me off the Subway. I had to buy two new tires.
For the Subway? Hey, sir, if you're going to ride, you got to bring your own tires. Sir, if you want to get on the bus, you're going to have to change the tires.
Hey, this fat kid's chewing up track like a fucking transformer. Do me a favor. Okay. I'm sorry. So you're on the subway, 6 o'clock, Saturday night.
Yeah, go. What are you apologizing for? You're sorry for what? This is the show. I get on, and it's running local from, like, 42nd to 59th. So it's only making one extra stop. And then after 59th, it goes back to Express, which they do from time to time for construction purposes.
Sure. So it's not a big deal.
So it's a little more crowded on the train because more people are on it. You know what I mean? So, which is sure. Whatever. It's fine.
More people, not packed, more cases, more droplets. Not good.
Sure. So this is more, what this...
More churros.
Yeah. So we pull up from before we get on at 42nd, we pull up at 50th Street. This guy gets on, and I guess I didn't know what he was doing. Dude, he comes right on, probably like, you know, younger white dude like my age, just regular looking fucking dude, like just regular ass guy. Gets on, he's got his headphones, and he comes in like a bit of a huff, right? Like a bit, like he's like moving quick and like he's like navigating around people. And then he goes over to like the doors that connect to the next train, you know, like he's going to walk through the doors and he opens up the door. First, there was a woman leaning against the door. He doesn't say, excuse me or anything, or like, I'm trying to get to the next car. He just like fucking opens the door and she's like, well, she like, you know, it was like one of those things. She's like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? He then just stays in between the cars, mask on, stays in between the cars all the way up to like 168th Street, I guess because of Corona. He wanted to be out there by himself and not in the car with the other people.
That's so dangerous to ride in the middle of those things.
Dude, it's like, dude, take your chances with Corona, not the mole people that live in the tunnels. Get the fuck out of here.
The fucking Mothman will grab you. Get out of here. Fuck that. Yeah.
Dude, that's nuts.
I'll take a Claret in an emergency over the Wolfman.
Dude, wear another mask. The fucking Jersey Devils are going to get you. Yeah.
They used to have those where there was almost like a rubber thing on the outside where it wasn't too bad to be in there.
Sure.
But they don't want you in there. People are smoking, getting fucking
peeing,
hurt.
Yeah, all kinds
of shit. Dude, it is, I mean, you're like, you're riding on the outside of a train going fucking 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, people think that it's like, oh, I'm in a car. It's like, dude, take away the tunnel. You're just on a train.
Yeah, no way.
It's like jerking back and forth. And then like other homeless guys are now coming and going because they're like panning, you know, hey, any help? And they walk through. So like he's like telephone boothing it with them like, I'm like, you're like going face to face with the homeless guys outside of the train. Just double mask it or take an Uber. What are we doing?
It's crazy.
People are fucking nuts. Also, yesterday, getting to the studio, this woman wouldn't let me get on the elevator with her.
Why?
She's like, do you mind taking the other one? I was just like, yeah. Like, what the fuck, lady? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, you look dirty.
And then the guy at the front desk was like, he's like, some of the people are taking this shit a little too far. I was like, yeah, a little. He's like, I mean a lot. I'm like, okay, shout out Rico. I got you. Pick up what you're putting down.
Those guys can definitely make it happen down there. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those dudes that work the front of the lobby at the studio building are from the wrong side of the tracks that got their act together to get a security job.
Yeah, fucking nice. That's what I'm talking about. Those are my kind of people. I like that.
Yeah. You know, you get them coffees and stuff.
I do. If I'm walking out to get something, you want something? You're supposed to grease them for Christmas.
I know, but we moved in so late, and I greased them at the move-in. So it's like... Oh,
true.
We were only there a month or so. Like, we were there like 6 weeks before Christmas, and I greased them all for the move-in when they would let me use the elevator off after hours and shit. Hit him with a dub, which, by the way, is all in an expense form that will be coming out once we have some funds.
we got to break them off a beaner at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Whoever our main guy is,
I'll give them like probably 200 and let them disperse it. You know what I mean? If the main guy wants to keep 100, break the other guys off 50, 25, whatever. But like the main dude's getting 100, getting a C note.
Gets the cash.
So way to do it. Dude, those dudes, when we were moving in, it's also too, like, the fucking building's empty or, you know, half empty. So, like, and I've signed a lease. So they were like, you can kind of do whatever the fuck you want. You know, I'm like, you're going to tell me no? I'm the only new customer you got, son. People are running away from you like you got the plague. But
like you got the Ronies.
They were letting me do everything. Dude, they were moving shit up for me. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to drop this here. I'm going to go park my car and I'll be back. And by the time I would get back, it would be up. They were like moving furniture and shit up for us. So I was fucking, I was whacking them off real nice. Couple of dub skis, you know?
It's nice. It's good yeah. shit. All right.
Oh, speaking of, hold on. I got one more little tidbit in that same realm. Yesterday, sure. we got a mirror delivered. It was a big mirror we got. Like it's right there. It's probably like I think it's 65 inches tall. It's a big big boy.
Headboard? What are you doing?
Putting on the ceiling. Put it on the floor. Make it real weird. That's how I shave my butthole.
I like to see him jiggling. Go ahead.
My wife, they're supposed to be there by 11, and it's like 10:30. My wife's, and I got to go leave to get to the studio to the fucking, because we're meeting at the studio. So she's like, they'll be there by 11. She leaves at 10:30. She's like, if they text you or whatever, we paid for him to bring it up, right? Like, we paid the extra fucking white glove service for him to, because I'm like, I'm not lugging this up. If it don't fit in the elevator, I ain't carrying it up six floors. I'll fucking tell you that goddamn much.
Six floors?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Luckily, it did fit. I mean, so we get a call. She leaves. She's like, I'm going for a walk. She leaves her phone. So she goes, just keep an eye out if they call.
She leaves her phone?
Because I'm in the apartment. She's not. So she leaves her phone because she has the contact number.
Oh, okay.
In case they call and say, hey, we're here. So, you know, 11 rolls by. 11:30, finally, you get they call. And I answer, and they're like, we're here. We're downstairs. I go, okay, cool. I'll come down. But then I'm like, fucking come down. You ain't leaving this with me. We paid the fucking, like, $180 for you to, or whatever. I don't know what it is. But we paid the extra service for you to bring it to the fucking apartment. So I go, all right, I'll be down in a minute. Get my shoes on, you know, whatever. Get mask, keys. You get down there. I get down there, and he's not in the fucking lobby, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I go outside, and it's like a rider truck, you know what I mean? Like, it's like it's not like coming from Amazon or something, it's like a proper delivery. So there's a huge rider truck down the block. So I walk down to the block, it's raining now, I just got out of the shower, did my hair, I'm soaked, I don't have a jacket on because I thought I was meeting this fucking guy in the lobby. It's pouring, I walk down to the fucking box truck, he ain't in the box truck, and it's like, more than a block away, and he ain't in there. So now I'm like, why the fuck's he parked all the way down here? I'm like, he's parked in front of another building. I go, did he go into the wrong fucking building? So now I'm like looking in the lobby. I'm like peering in the windows. It looks like I'm stealing packages or whatever. You know what I mean?
Gripping up a fucking Game Boy.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? So now, but I left her phone up there, so I can't even call him to be like, where are you at? So I'm like,
Kippy, what are you doing?
I know, dude. It's just like, I'm trying to get out of the house to get to the studio. Now I'm flustered.
Jesus.
If I got to be somewhere, I get anxious. I go, let's go. Let's keep it fucking, like, you know. And this is just throwing me fucking curveballs.
I stand at the front door, like, with my keys. I say, let me know when you're, to my girl. Like, I say, let me know when you're ready. Mm-hmm. Let me know when you're ready. Because when you say, I'm ready, I get up, I put my shoes on, my coat, and I walk out the door.
Yes. Yeah, that comes from my dad and stepdad being fucking lunatics. Like,
okay, I'm ready. Okay, so, you're ready. You don't have your shoes on. You don't have this. You don't have that.
They were going on vacation, and it was like traffic. Like, it was, when I say get in the car, we're leaving, it's like, whew. Especially my stepdad, because he wasn't my dad. I couldn't be like, yo, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like, you know, I got to play ball with this guy. keep the boat settled for Ma, you know?
Yeah, I hate that shit. It drives me nuts. Let's go. I want to walk out I don't want to be standing there. I don't know why. I just don't. I don't want to be standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be standing there with my shoes and shit on.
Well, the second I hear we're going, I'm in a race right away. I'm like, oh, we got to go. Let's go. We got to get there. I don't know why, but I just got to fucking get there. And I'm going.
Yep, let's go. Got
to
go.
So I'm dressed to leave for the studio, and I go, okay, cool. I'll fucking just go let this guy in, and then I'll fucking grab my bag, and I'll hit the studio. I go down. Now I'm running up and down the block. I'm checking the car. I'm like, was he leaning down maybe when I looked in? So like, I go now. I'm like looking in the car. He's not fucking there. I get back. I start walking back to go, well, now I got to go back upstairs, get my wife's phone, and call the fucking guy. As I get in the lobby, my wife texts me, I'm I'm at the apartment. I have the mirror in here, and I'm like, you fucking what, dude? We passed each other in the elevator. He texted me, I'm in the lobby, or he called, I'm in the lobby.
He was coming up.
My wife had walked in and goes, oh, is that the mirror? Let's go. And we passed each other in the and I get upstairs. I'm soaked. I'm like, I'm fucking running around the neighborhood like a jerk off. I look like the, you know, hanging out with the drunk guy out front of the deli, looking like a real fucking, like a real mook. And then I go, did you tip these fucking guys? And she goes, I didn't have any cash. I go, what are we doing? I go, you gotta grease them a bit, you know? And I saw him. It was a guy.
Home delivery? Come on. What are we doing?
It was a guy and his two kids that he had them like working. You know, like they were like young kids. Like, and I had done shit like that. Like, I'd gone to work with my dad, being like, I hope someone gives me, you know, $10 or, you know, like I hope I make a little bit of scratch.
Hey, that bald kid you got working for you.
So they were like teenagers. They were teenagers. And so she calls and says, hey, you know, do you guys have Venmo? Well, like, I didn't have any cash. My husband's back. If you have Venmo, we, you know, or you or your kids have Venmo, we can send you, you know, a tip. We want it. And they're like, oh, we're actually still in the neighborhood. We can loop back around. So I gotta run back downstairs. It's fucking pouring. I run, just hand, I fucking hit him with a dubski and said, keep it fucking moving. So
keep, oh, okay.
What? I said, can I get 15 back, sir?
Do you have change?
Yeah. But I felt good that I was like, you know what I mean? That would have hung over me a little bit of being like, you could have fucking, you should have tipped them. You know, she just didn't
gotta
have any cash on her.
You got to tip them. Although, I'll be honest with you, the garage that I park in near the studio, my record with those guys ain't that great.
Well, they fucking, dude, they fucking bend you over on our prices in that place. It's like 50 beans coming out of there.
Yeah, it's a little
I'll
pricey.
Hit them with a couple of ones if I got it, you know.
If I got it.
Which I don't usually. I'm not a cash kind of guy. I'm more of a
it's
digital
funny, man.
Kind of guy.
I always was, and now this is the first time in my life where
Well, you were
I'm
always
not.
A waiter. So always had some cash. Now all your money comes in fucking Venmo.
Cash tips, picking up the cash tips at the end of the week. Woo! It's like fucking vacation.
There was
Friday's payday.
Push it. Right. There was nothing better than walking out of a restaurant on a Friday night with like fucking 450 cashola on you.
Yeah, waking up Saturday morning with nada.
A couple of IOUs in there.
Oh, man. Just a fucking bad hangover, a lot of regret, a lot of anxiety, and you got to go back in and do it again. 4 o'clock fucking pre-shift meeting. We're getting staff meal and working it out. Who's got perks? Which leads me to our next topic of conversation.
Was ist das, big man?
Which I'm reluctant to talk about, but I think it's important to share my experience with the people.
I got to be honest. You better make it quick. I got a fucking turtle head coming out right now. I just got a cup of coffee and had a Bernie. It's about to be Niagara Falls in my fucking drawers right now. Good thing I got my sheets on.
Do you want to take a break and go do your business?
Nah, it's fine. I'm sucking it back up.
Put the leash on, take you out to the front?
That's some real, dude. I'll make $100 level. I'll bring the computer in while I fucking blow mud.
All right. So, got the stress test, the nuclear stress test. Okay. Everything was smooth sailing up until this. So, I got an appointment to see the cardiologist. I went and saw him. He did blood work that day. He did an EKG. Everything came back normal. He's like, we're 3/4 of the way through checking your heart. He's like, everything so far so good. The heart's like a house. This is the walls. This is the church. This is the steeple. Open it up. There's all the people. Whatever. So he's like, you're looking good. So then I go in to take the stress test. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, talk about adding stress.
Is a stress test?
It's where they, a nuclear stress
test. Make you
test.
Sit in traffic for an hour?
Listen to your broad yap about her friends. it is when you they inject you with a nuclear dye, all right, and then they take
oh boy,
and they take it. Yeah, no shit. I was like, what kind
of super- see it right? They track it.
Yeah, they see what your heart's doing. Okay, on like a fucking, I don't know, CAT scan thing. Then they get your heart rate up, and then they do it again so they can see the difference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. It's over at fucking Mount Sinai Hospital. It's a great operation, great organization. I go in there. I fill out my paperwork. Everything's pre-approved. Bada boom, bada bing. I get my guy. They take me in. They juice me with the IV. They give me the nuke. They take me. Well, first, man, the guy walks
in. Do two guys have to turn the key together?
Some guy with a briefcase.
Turn your key.
One's in my butthole. I did have a nice little zinger with the nurses. I was like, when they were giving me the nuclear injection, I was like, so what kind of superpowers can I expect with this?
Pretty good. You were kind of hoping for that, right?
Oh,
cheeseburgers, yeah. Faster than a speeding bullet.
Come back, I got Frosty on my face. No. So here's the thing about being a larger individual.
Mm-hmm.
Not all this equipment. This isn't a DXL hospital, you know what I mean?
Sure.
There's no big...
It's by H&M, yeah.
Yeah, you would think there would be. I mean, everything over... All these fucking gurneys they got over at Mount Sinai, they're all European cut, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Slim fit.
Yeah.
Get the big man a pair of straight legs, will we?
Hey, honey, let me get a bootcut gown, all right? Let's...
You got anything elastic back there?
You got anything made by Jenko? Or so, first they take me back to get me changed. So that's the first thing.
I got a question. How are you feeling? Are you going like, are you calm in the sense that like you've kind of just given up and be like, well, I'm doing the process. If there's something wrong, I'll be okay. You know, we're at least getting ahead of it. Are you like, don't fucking tell. I don't want to, you know, like, are you tense in the moment? Have you kind of relinquished power and been like, hey, what will be, I'm here doing the right thing.
I wasn't even thinking or worried about anything. I thought everything, in the back of my head, I thought everything was going to come out smooth, okay? But I mean, I went to do it to, you know, because I was worried that there was something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know, it's such a weird thing the way, like, you know, my instant going to negativity, and then also my arrogance that, like, you know, I'll be saved or you know, whatever. When I got the chest x-ray back, I was fucking stunned.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, it looks great. It's completely clear. I'm like, completely clear?
Joe Camel's in there?
I thought the Mucinex guy would be down there with some broad or something like that. But, I mean, obviously that could change, you know, over time, and I have to keep getting them. But
sure.
Even too, man, like honestly, the EKG when I got it the first time, I thought like when I had it done at my primary care doctors, I thought they were going to admit me. I mean, dude, do you realize, honestly, how much fucking butter and how bad?
I know. I'm aware. I'm very aware. Yeah, I've watched this descent
into. Not to mention
the
Schwarzenegger.
I've watched this, you know, descent into obesity over the past 2 years to be quite it's a scene. I remember
It's not even that. I've been eating pretty much like this since I was a kid. It's just my metabolism kind of fucking caught up to me.
It's ramped up.
Ramped up.
It's ramped up. You were like me, right? You were like bigger or whatever, pudgy, go through phases of, you know, getting it together and whatever. The wheels have really gone off the tracks.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Okay. So, I wasn't worried about anything up until this week. So, everything's fucking smooth sailing. So, first thing happens, I get in there. She's like, I got to go find you a bigger gown. It's like, oh, man. It's like the
seatbelt. Why do you got to say that? Just say, like, I'll be back.
I know.
I got
to
go
you
get
gotta
you
throw
a gown.
My,
I'll be back.
It's like the fucking flight attendant with the fucking seatbelt extender. She's got to walk around like she works on the fucking Price is Right. Holding
we got
up
a fatty back here.
Yeah. Walking around like a fucking card girl at the fucking big fight. Like, honey, let's go.
Fucking I'd like to solve the puzzle. We got a fatso in 32B.
What is can't fit on an airplane?
I'd like to solve. Can I buy a cheeseburger, please?
I'd like to buy a vow and a chocolate shake if I could. Anyway, So they come back, they get with that. Then she hits me, do you want another one to put over your back? I'm like, lady, let's fucking go. I'll walk around this thing with my nuts out. I don't give a shit. So
this ain't a beauty contest. Let's fucking go.
So they juice me up, and then the radiologist or whoever the guy that handles the does the pictures, this little Indian guy, Johnny.
The pictures. That ain't his real name.
They all called him Johnny. I don't think he was a doctor, but he had scrubs on. So I was
what,
like,
you getting headshots done? What do you mean, dude? Like, take care of the photographs.
Can he be sad? They got a real good one, of me with my head on my shoulder. The guy that's doing the X-ray.
Okay, well, don't call them pictures. That just shows how fucking dumb you are. He take the pictures of my belly. He's a fucking doctor, okay? He's not taking pictures. The man went to fucking medical school, moved here, overcame everything, got the American dream, and meanwhile, you're just a fat guy in a gown that doesn't fit, and you're going, yeah, he's here to take pictures.
Hey,
don't
kid,
fucking
don't
belittle
me-
this. Don't belittle this great man.
Hey, Johnny, do me a favor. Don't make me look fat, all right? Go ahead.
Johnny, get me from the left. That's my good side, all right? You piece of shit.
How about a couple of racy ones for later, huh?
Hey, let's get that nurse. Let's get that nurse back in here. Do a couples package.
A couple of wallet size for the boys at work. You know what I mean? Let's make it fucking happen.
Something tasteful to put on the mantle. You know what I mean?
Something tasteful. Oh, when you're saying that, you're fucking
shit. Yeah, you're a skeeve, dude. If you've ever used the word tasteful for nudity, you're fucking, dude, you are a dirtball. You're into some weird shit if you find it tasteful.
Erotic, no, but tasteful.
Yeah. Hit the bricks with that shit.
Makes you think of like 70s weird orgies and shit.
Yeah.
So
anybody that uses the word tasteful also wears a robe a lot when they're not supposed to.
Yeah. It was done very tastefully. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, no.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Yeah, it was all done very tastefully. Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah, it wasn't.
Yeah. Because that doesn't go in your butt, okay? So that's not tasteful. Anyway, so I'm in there. I'm fucking holding court. I got the fucking girls laughing. I got the phone out.
I'm killing you. Now, does your lady tag along with this to get the information? Because you're a bit of a, what we like to call in the business, a liar.
Solo. I'm solo. Walking in there solo. Walking in solo, walking out. They didn't give you anything. The only time we can't really have anybody come with you because of COVID. And the only time you need somebody to go with you to the hospital is when they're going to fucking, they're going to hit you over the head with something.
Yeah.
The sure. Bill, am I right? Who do I straighten out? Anyway, so I'm in there. I'm fucking holding court. I got the phone out. I'm doing videos because I
think
I'm
such a narcissist. Who says they're holding court when they're fucking strapped up to a life machine? Jesus Christ. Hey, we got a flatliner at 302. Am I right? Hey, another drink up here, will you?
I'm in there.
Couple more glasses of that radiation, will you? It's time. Put it on ice. Okay.
They had ice cold little ginger ales after they took your IV. I don't know why. I guess to like get your sugars up or something. Oh, man. These things were treating us right.
But get your head on straight. Take the edge off.
Dude, I could crack one of those with one hand. Just...
Like
the little bangers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, 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 the little guys. I got tested when I was a kid for lactose intolerance.
Uh-huh.
And they make you drink something. It was like an orange, you know, same thing. They like test it to see how you react, how long it traveled, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they were like, now listen, this is going, you know, you have to drink it within the next hour. It's very hard to get down, but you can, dude, I fucking shot it like I was doing Jaeger bombs. I went before she was even done with the instruction. I was like, I'll take another one of these. You got to make sure it's full next time, will you, Toots?
They were like,
we've never seen anybody drink that quick. I'm like, I thought it was a smoothie.
Take a rip of a crushed up aspirin. Now, what do you got? So I'm in there, I'm holding court, all right? Fucking hanging out. I'm trying to get some content, but I was filming it the wrong way. Anyway, fucking Johnny rolls in, stops the show. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's like, wait a minute. All right, look at you, fucking Kettlebells Ryan over here.
It's also, this is the trashiest way to drink water. You're either a meathead or just lazy. It's the only thing. And I filled this up in the sink, to be honest with you. It's not even Poland.
From today, did you drink that already?
We got two yesterday. She's been doing a lot of water. I've been doing a lot of water. I'm resetting the system tomorrow as well. Going smoothies in the morning, doing it all.
Couple of new Duracells. All right. So Johnny walks in, stops the show.
He's like, Johnny, I'm working here.
He's like, literally, I felt like I was at the nail place because I was like, they had my hand in their hand and I'm sitting there, we're talking. There's like three nurses around me. There's one on the computer. I have her laughing. She's not even looking. I'm killing with her. It was nice.
She's doing clips. Yeah. Oh, this is good. This will be great on Twitter. Let me chop this up.
So Johnny walks in, stops the show. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do not give him the injection yet. I got to see if he can fit on the table. Johnny, there's chicks here. What the fuck, man?
Trying to get my noodle wet. What are you doing, Johnny? Fucking bros before hoes, will you?
Yeah, fucking cock blocking son of a bitch. What the fuck, man? I got to see if he can fit on the table. All right.
So that's a bit, by the way. That's a bit. That's a bit. 100% that's a bit.
No, I'm being serious. I'm just
No, I know. I'm saying do it on stage. That's a funny bit. I went in to get my stress test. I'm killing. I got these nurses all over me. Johnny walks. I got to see if it fits on the table. Whoa, Johnny. I got these fucking chicks here. It's funny.
Anyway, so he goes in there. I fit. Fucking come back out. Now the mood's all different. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you got to see if he fits? Would he come with like a tape measure or something?
No, I have to lay on the table, and he sees if my body fits into the little circle.
Oh, into the tube.
Yeah.
That's a tight squeeze. That's,
it was.
I've never had one, but I know tiny people get nervous in them.
Oh, when I go for the CAT scan, I'm not sure if I go in head first. If I go in head first, I'm gonna freak out. I can't do that. I can't go in that thing.
I don't think you have it. Well, is that the same as an MRI? Do they do stand-up MRIs? Which might be a little better. I don't know.
I don't know.
I see
either.
Those signs. I don't know anything about it.
I don't like those circles. I don't like that's. You're putting me in a coffin. What the fuck, man? So I go back in. The mood's completely different. All right. Nobody's interested in Uncle Hank anymore. It's back to business as usual.
This guy's old news.
So right about that time, all of a sudden, like the energy in there just picks up. Like it just gets busy. And then I see like this like older fucking doctor who's like, you know, he looks like he's fucking loaded. Him and a couple of lackeys with him, like a couple of guys in suits. They're doing some kind of inspection or something's going on. There's mm-hmm. some management there. So now
yeah,
all of a sudden,
they got company.
All of a sudden the vibe like changes and like everybody's like rushing you and moving you and boom. So I go back, I get my first pictures taken, fucking blah, blah, blah. I go out, I sit down for a minute. The doctors are running around, fucking, these guys are really busting balls.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's time to go. They come to get me to take me to what I think is the way they get your heart rate up is they put you in a treadmill. Okay. They inject you with the dye, put you in the treadmill, and they see what the difference is.
You just took you to the cafeteria. Start sweating.
Go nuts. Take my blindfold off. So I'm sitting there. And they come over and they give me the nuclear shot again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady goes, so do you want to go on the treadmill? And I'm like, what? Like, because now I'm getting like anxious because I feel like they're rushing.
Something's happening.
Something's going on. So I'm getting like a little annoyed. All right. Mm-hmm. Which I probably shouldn't have been because I figured out why. So she's like, do you want to go on the treadmill? And I'm like, I was like, go on the treadmill. I'm like, that's why I'm here. I thought the test was you do this, you take a picture.
I could do suicides in the hallway if you want me to.
She's like, oh, okay. So she starts putting all that shit on me, all the Darth Vader stuff. And then it gets real tense in there. All right. Like, I don't think they wanted me to get on the treadmill.
Why? Because they didn't think you could handle it?
Not for the reason that I thought. I thought they were just trying to rush me out and then complete the test. The reason that she asked me, do you want to go on the treadmill? Because what they do is to fucking see how your heart reacts, they put you either on the treadmill or, for the real fatzos,
oh God,
they give you a pill that increases your heart rate. And when I found that out, I was, because the kid, then all of a sudden this 21-year-old kid walks in who's the guy who runs the test. He's either a doctor or on his way to being a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little prick. And they had me all of a sudden sign like 3-4 forms.
Uh-oh.
Before I got on there.
The one's just a skull with the crossbones on it.
Do you want your clothes returned to your family or burned? Burned, please. They didn't want me to go on there because I don't think they wanted me to fucking go on there and fucking have a heart attack or something like that. Yeah.
Is that, I mean, like, dude, think about it. If you got medical professionals going, don't let them walk. That ain't good. We got to make changes, big man.
I think it's for legal purposes.
Yeah,
legal purposes. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. They'll just keep denying until the end of time.
That's what I got. They, you know what I mean? They don't want to do it because of that. But when I found that out, because you have to be able to get your heart rate up to 157.
Okay.
All right. So they didn't realize that they had the fucking bulldog there. So I'm like, let's fucking go. Let's do this. So I get on there, and they're like, we're going to start you off with an incline. I'm like, well, how about a cool down, warm up, something? You know what I mean? I've been to LA Fitness. Let's get a smoothie and talk this over.
Get a peanut butter chocolate smoothie. Fucking, I'm eating a locker room.
It's fucking carbo load and hit the fucking sauna, guys. Let's do it. So I get on this thing. Now Johnny shows up. Now all the nurses all of a sudden are there. All right. So
they're placing bets.
Yeah.
I got 20, says he croaks. I'll take that action. Johnny, where you at? All right.
All of a sudden, they're smoking. They got fedoras on.
They got the visors on. New kid, hold the money.
Putting mush in the bathroom. So now they crowd around me. So I realized, I was like, fuck, I almost got mad over nothing. They weren't trying to rush me. They just wanted me to maybe take the medicine. I didn't want to take that medicine. And I talked to Johnny afterwards, and he was like, good thing you didn't. He's like, that fucks you up for like 24 hours. And I was like, yeah, man.
I get some on the way out. I'll take some tonight. A couple of IPAs and a happy time.
I'll take that pill now, Johnny. I didn't want to take it. And the kid's like, the kid is trying to persuade me not to fucking do this on the treadmill. He's like, you sure you want to do it? And I'm like, dude, you fucking little geek, hit the fucking button. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So I fucking.
I mean, what are we talking? Like a walk? You're not running.
I'm power uphill. It's literally.
But both
like
feet
that.
Are on the one. At least one foot's on the ground at all times.
Yeah, I'm not jogging.
Okay, I'm just asking. Dick, I'm trying to paint a picture here. Okay.
No, it's more like fucking
trudging. Trudging through
fucking
it.
Fucking trudging. That's all I do is trudge. I trudge and I waddle. All right, they're my two moves right now. I trudge and I waddle. Then I trudge is how it works, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I'm fucking trudging along here, and fucking, I blow past 157. And he's like,
machine's not even on. Sir, we didn't even turn the treadmill on. I know, just the thought of it's making me nervous.
So he's like, I want to keep you on there for a little longer. And he's trying to make it so that, like, I quit. He's like, are you done? Have you had enough? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me, asshole. Did you get the fucking thing?
I'm not here to show off. Did you get the information you needed?
Yeah, did you get the information you needed? Fucking let's go. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, at one point when he was trying to persuade me to get off the thing, I was like, dude, I'm not taking that fucking pill. I'll tell you that right. I'm not taking that fucking pill. So, anywho, I get done, fucking boom, I'm out. Everybody was great, fantastic. I show up at fucking Dr. Schwartz's office on Wednesday. He's like,
Not great. Yeah.
So he said there could be a little bit of blockage in my one artery, so he's going to give me a CAT scan to determine that. In the meantime, he gave me a beta blocker, which I'm supposed to take, which keeps your heart from getting too stressed out. Okay. But I don't think I can drink on it. I certainly can't do anything else on it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that anyway.
No, I know. I'm just saying. And I don't know. Ever since I fucking went and saw him, I didn't think anything. But now it's like sinking in a little bit.
That should, man.
Even if it's just one little artery. No, but here's the scary thing. It's like, I was like, can I repair this damage? He's like, well, not really. If it's where it is, it's just, you know what I mean? You got to keep preventative moving forward. But here's the thing. I'm so crazy. I now feel like I can feel it in my heart.
Yeah, that's, you're just nuts. Yeah.
I feel like I can feel the artery, like, being
yeah,
bad.
You're, well, yeah, you're also a fucking insane OCD hypochondriac, so you're just, you know. Yeah, man, I fucking, you know, you got to get a, you know, can you see a nutritionist or something? Or like, what, you know, what can you do? Because you don't have the tools to do it. I'm not trying to be a dick. You don't have the tools to do it yourself.
Tools
inside
of me.
I'll do it with you.
I'm not going to burden anybody with that. I'm going to handle it.
Stop, dude. Stop being this fucking, like, martyr. I'm not going to burden anybody. You're fucking, you know, this isn't the fucking potato famine, okay?
Let me go.
Yeah, fucking relax. I'm saying I also want to start living a healthier life and lose weight and everything. So I don't know. You don't have the tools to do it yourself at the moment. I think you have.
I don't have the tools to do much.
I know. So I'm saying you got. I know. Exactly. I think once the ball gets rolling down the hill, you can pick it up and run with it. I just think getting the ball in the air at this moment is extremely difficult for you. So if there's anything I can do to help.
Thank
if
you.
I'm serious. If it's like, whatever it is, if you want to go to a fucking Overeaters Anonymous or strip club, let me know.
My name's Charlie.
No, I'm just something. You got to make a radical change at this point, right?
Yeah, like, no.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but you've proven you can't over the past 2 years.
I sat with him for like a half an hour talking about the whole situation, talking about everything. He said it's very mild. It's a little bit of a wake-up call, But he also said he's like, the stress test is only 80% accurate. He's like, I could go in there with the CAT scan, and it could be 20% worse or 20% better. I'm like, what the fuck? They would have to fix the one with surgery if it would be really blocked. I get a stent put in, a little angioplasty. Huh?
Now you're Take a little bit off the nose while you're in there, Doc. Hey, that's for you. Go ahead.
Hey, Doc, throw a stint in the old picker, will you? This guy's flatlining over here.
Yeah, whatever you take out of the heart, add it to the wee-wee, will you? Kid needs some work.
Throw it in the trunk, will you? Keep it moving, boss. Yeah, we're on top.
I'm happy you're taking the right course of action, and you know, I hope you can pull out of this.
CAT scan's on March 17th. I was like, I'll take it. St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
A couple of beers in there, huh?
A couple of green beers, Doc.
Well, lucky the Irish, you know what I mean? That's what I figured. That's how trash I am.
Yeah, that's great. All right, I got to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We love the Patreon. Thanks for bearing with us. Again, you know, I don't want to apologize too much because but the Zooms, we don't fucking love them, but this should be the last Zoom Hard Feelings, and I think we have a Zoom AYG, and then we're back in the studio cooking. Everybody's, healthy and moving forward. So we appreciate the support. We've been jumping through some fucking hoops to get this shit out. Kippy's been the fucking audio and video engineer, and he don't know what he's doing.
We love you guys. And I didn't want to say it yesterday when we got back to the studio for a minute, but I did kind of save the day last week, didn't I? I went to the studio, I picked the things up, I dropped the stuff up at your place, back to my place, recorded, figured out how to work the recorder, fucking figured out how to use Dropbox.
So is this the narrative? You figured out how to use Dropbox as a 45-year-old male, and you think you saved the day? I put up two fucking episodes in Adobe Premiere that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Am I a hero?
Yeah, okay. I knew you were thinking that. I knew it.